Ireland's future prosperity and health are threatened unless we start doing a lot more to protect our environment. That's the message from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and EPA Director General Laura Burke is here to tell us more about their 2024 State of the Environment report. So this report comes out for every 4 years. So in a way, it's like a mega report home from Teacher about the state of the environment in Ireland. What would the comments section be?
Well, this is our most comprehensive report. It only comes out once every 4 years and it covers all aspects of Ireland's environment. And what it's really saying is, first of all, we've made great progress as a nation. When you look back, and we were comparing really to when we joined the EU, and you look at the state of Ireland's environment at that stage, we had serious industrial pollution of our rivers. We were relying on municipal dumps for our waste. We had smog in our cities, and we can't go back to that. However, we're not in the state that we should be. And when you look at it now, although we don't have serious pollution, industrial pollution of our rivers, we've lost the best of the best. We've lost our really good quality rivers. We're recycling more waste, but that waste is actually, much of it is being exported. We're generating more waste as well. And although we don't have smog in our cities, what we're seeing is air quality in towns and villages is not at the state it should be and is impacting on people's health and well-being. And the more information we have, for example, on air quality and air pollutants, the more we realise that there's no safe level of pollution. So while there has been positive action on multiple fronts, overall, we're nowhere near where we should be.
I remember former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's words at the European Parliament back in 2018 that Ireland, he admitted, was a climate laggard. Are we still laggards?
I think there's been, in the context of climate, there's been concerted action and we are seeing progress. We saw in last year that our emissions were the lowest in 30 years, which was positive, but still not going to meet our EU targets. But when you look at other areas, for example, our urban wastewater treatment, we're still not in compliance with an EU directive that's 30 years old. That's just not good enough. Our ammonia emissions to air are still not compliant. So what I would say is, overall, it really isn't where it should be. We're not compliant with EU directives. And the reason for them is not just targets. They are to protect our health and well-being. They're there to protect to make sure that we can live healthy lives.
Yes, you've seen, actually, before I talk about the green backlash, you've mentioned water quite a lot. You've said we've lost our best rivers. You've spoken about water treatment. Is that the biggest problem?
Well, I think there's a big risk of saying it's water or it's climate or it's air. Actually, it's all of those and they're all interconnected. And when you take positive action in one area, it can have impact on others. So, for example, if you take a positive impact on action on air quality, it also has an impact on climate. So I think we shouldn't start dividing our environmental issues into.
But you'd certainly like to see more action in terms of water quality.
Absolutely.
All right. So then the question is, you know, we've been hearing a lot in the past couple of years, post-COVID in particular, about a green backlash. You have people giving out about, you know, our energy prices are, you know, among the highest in Europe. People are paying carbon taxes and green energy levies and farmers are, you know, saying we need the nitrates derogation. You know, there are hard economic costs in people's lives to all of this and they don't like it.
I think what we're seeing is you can't separate the economy and the environment. And actually, to date, the environment has suffered at the expense of the economy. But ultimately, that will impact on our economic progress. And what we're seeing also on the ground, more so than ever before, is a greater awareness of people and positive action at a local and community level. There's really positive action by farmers at an individual farm level, taking action to protect their local environment. There's action at community level. You know, for example, we'll see the stopping of sale of single-use cups in Killarney. So people are really interested and are really engaged. The issue for us is that speed up and scale up and investment in a transformation of the sectors. But it isn't one or the other. They both need to go hand in hand. And when you look at Ireland and our dependence for our economy on agriculture, on tourism, then we need to make sure that we're protecting the asset that those sectors rely on. And that's the environment.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about that. That's Laura Burke, the Director General of the Environment Protection Agency. And I presume if people want to read that State of the Environment in Ireland in 2024 report, they can get that on your website.
Absolutely. And I'd encourage everyone to read it. It's a really accessible report.
Laura, thank you. And now at the time, just gone 7:30, we'll go to Brian Jennings for the news headlines.